So I told the story I just mentioned briefly on the show in the first half hour today, that when I was sitting there on the sofa watching TV and I had a strawberry fruit bar in my hand, and my dog, who's a little terrified of me, she's a rescue and likes everybody on earth but me, became very affectionate and interested. She climbed up on my lap, and of course she was going for the strawberry fruit bar, but I'm like, wow, it's not that odoriferous. She found a wrapper in my pocket and wanted to get at that. It's amazing what dogs can, I guess, smell. But of all of the things, if I had a cheese sandwich, if I had a peanut butter sandwich, if I had a salmon steak in my hand, she would not have come after me. Strawberry fruit bars. Who knew? John, welcome back. My cat loves yogurt. I mentioned that earlier. John, our golden doodle loves banana bread. John, my dog likes ice cubes after you've had a glass of root beer. John, we have a rescue dachshund. She's blind and missing part of her lower jaw. You are some amazing people out there. We have to hand feed her. When she eats fresh red raspberries, it looks like she just murdered something. Steve Dale is our Pet Central expert. You hear him Sunday mornings at 6:30.
Yes.
Hi, Steve
Dale.
Yes,
you do. Yes, you do. First of all, lots to comment on there. Congratulations, Your Holiness, Your Lordship, I'm not sure. What is the right title now?
King John in waiting.
King John.
The paperwork hasn't gone through yet.
I understand it's on its way.
I'm not going to talk to you about that anymore, Steve Dale. Now,
Tony Preckwinkle has. She's already about to.
What? So I thought it'd be interesting to let people say, okay, here's what my dog really loves, and is it okay if my dog really loves that?
Mm-hmm.
So do you have any advice on any of the ones that you just heard there? Yogurt? Banana bread, strawberry fruit bars.
Sure. So, first of all, anything we're talking about that isn't pet food and is human food, consider a couple of things. Consider that if you give too much of it, more than 10% approximately for your daily diet of whatever it is, you could throw off the nutritional balance of your pet. But up to 10%, it can be a good idea. Also, keep in mind that our pets generally don't weigh anywhere near as much as we do.
Right.
We might have, you mentioned raspberries, right?
Uh-huh.
So one of those little cup things of raspberries that you get at the supermarket, right? We can eat one of those, no problem. Well, for a dog, that's a lot of raspberries.
The high percentage of their body weight is now raspberries.
Yes, exactly. That's like us eating 10 of those cups or more. So keep portion size in mind. Having said that, I think that occasional treats, like you mentioned, are great. And there are some that people would never expect that our pets like olives.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, take out the pits. Now, those aren't good. But there are many cats, more than dogs,
that like olives.
That love olives.
But there are some foods that you should not absolutely feed them. They shouldn't eat nuts, right?
They should not eat nuts. They should not eat xylitol, which is an artificial sweetener. So a lot of us buy peanut butter and stuff peanut butter inside a toy. So the dogs go try to get the peanut butter out of the toy. All good. Low salt peanut butter, we say. I say also no sugar. The problem is some have a sugar substitute. That's xylitol, and that is exceedingly dangerous.
How do I know if the food has xylitol?
It says so on it.
Oh, so I got to read the label before?
Sorry. Yeah, but that's a good idea. Mini marshmallows. Who knew that lots of cats and dogs will not only play with them, but then eat the little mini marshmallows? So they'll play a little game of hockey back and forth, and then they'll chow down the mini marshmallows. Cheese Whiz. That's another one.
Here's some text. John, I have a 3.5-pound Pomeranian that loves Tabasco sauce.
Oh.
The only thing that I would also just say, and you know this as a pet owner, is if your dog can handle it and you don't upset the 10%, 90% nutritional balance, just remember that digestively you may be dealing with issues later on.
Yep. A little bit of garlic can be a good thing. It can keep the vampires away. But if you're sleeping with your dog at night, well, you might want to sleep on the other side of the bed.
But garlic is good for humans. Is it also good for dogs?
To a degree, yeah. Yeah, and we don't completely understand. So there is some feeling that it might not be. Baby food is something people get to encourage their dogs and cats to eat that aren't eating. Maybe older animals. Maybe animals after surgery. That can help. Be sure no onions are in the baby food.
Your dog shouldn't eat onions? Dogs mm-hmm. shouldn't eat onions?
Correct.
John, my dog likes romaine lettuce.
Okay.
Really, what a boring okay. food.
Yeah.
John, hello, Steve. My 7-year-old cat will occasionally eat Pringles, popcorn, and fried pork rinds. Is it bad or harmful in any way? I'm sure it can't be beneficial. Yeah, that's not good for any mammals, but what about...
No,
is it harmful? Pringles, popcorn, or fried pork rinds?
Well, you're good. I mean, you know, on the right. pork rinds, of course, I mean, I would imagine that dog could sniff out from the other side of the country.
John, my golden retriever will come running into the kitchen from anywhere in the house when she hears a can of whipped cream. She will sit and drool on the floor until you give her a taste of whipped cream. Again, as long fine. As it doesn't have xylitol
right.
or whatever.
That's, yeah, yeah. No, that's absolutely fine. Others are peas and green beans, which are actually good. Anchovy paste. Really salty. Oh, if you have an Australian cattle dog.
And I don't, but keep going.
No doubt that Australian cattle dog would say, give me some Vegemite. You know what that is? It's a spread that's really popular in Australia.
Vegemite sandwich.
Yeah, have you ever sure. tasted
a line in a
those?
Song. No, I don't know what it is.
Oh, yuck. I mean,
what
sorry.
Is it made of?
I believe it's bean curd and with some vegetables. It's a dark color, looks almost black.
Vegemite.
Yeah, and they consider it their peanut butter over there. I will tell you, so many dogs love it. One caveat about Vegemite, if your dog is on a heart diet, tons of salt in Vegemite.
Steve Dale, I have a hound and a Great Dane mix that absolutely love it here. Well, that's nice. The dog will seek out and knock over people's beer to drink it. And it's a constant battle to try and keep him away from them. Honestly, if we have a party or something, we have to warn people that the dog will knock over the beer and lap it up. What do you think about that?
12-step.
I know.
You know, I think that the truth is, veterinarians, don't yell at me, lapping up a little bit of beer is not going to be harmful. But, yeah, a whole glass of beer for a dog is not a good idea.
I guess they can get a buzz, right?
A little bit.
I'm
or
sure
just
your dog could get
fall
drunk.
Asleep. Oh, yeah.
And if we go back to what you said earlier about the raspberries, if you get drunk on two, if you feel the effects after two beers and you weigh 200 pounds, imagine your dog having a beer. That's like a six-pack.
And if it happened frequently, I mean, in all seriousness, their livers are much smaller than ours. So the liver damage could be more significant more quickly. So, no, we don't want dogs regularly. And kids do this in fraternities thinking it's really funny. You know, and it's not because these dogs do get sick and die. Spill a little beer. Dog comes by when you're not looking and takes one lick. It's really not going to hurt anything.
Do you see the video that's kind of gone viral this week of the dog that is sort of sitting with its nose in the corner by the door? This is how I remember it. And he had eaten all the snacks. And she says, you know, Toby, did you eat the snacks? And he's just kind of looking down because he knows he's in trouble. But he's like, you know, it's funny how we sort of impart on the animal human characteristics, right?
Yes.
But the look I'm getting from this dog is like, I know I shouldn't have done it, but I'm a dog and I just couldn't help it. So I ate all the snacks. And now I'm getting yelled at and I feel so bad. But if I had to do it again, I would do it again because I'm a dog.
I'm not sure that is what the dog is thinking through. The dog is saying the actions of its person. It's intimidating to the dog and the dog is simply responding to that.
Oh, really? So you think when I say, did you eat the snacks? You know you shouldn't eat snacks. They're not processing this conversation.
I guess they can make a connection if it just happened. Just happened.
Yeah, that's a funny point, though, Steve. I'm
but
surprised
otherwise,
to hear you say that. I thought you, who are so sensitive to and in tune to your pets.
I am. Maybe
that's why you're saying what you're saying. But I thought you would say, yeah, they know. They know what we're talking about.
They know.
And they process it and they feel bad about it. And they know there should be learning. They have that entire thought process. No.
No, but they do know you're not happy.
Steve Dale, watermelon for a large dog.
Oh, sure. Yep.
My dogs love cheese balls.
Yep.
My dog loves red and green peppers and carrots, apples, all of the berries.
Red and green pepper, as long as they're not too hot. Carrots are actually pretty good for dogs.
Answer this after the break. What's wrong with nuts? I never heard this one.
Nuts.
Stand by.
I will.
312-981-7200. WGN Steve Dale is here. You can hear him early Sunday morning, but you can check in right now. Call or text. Your dog eats what? Steve Dale from WGN Radio is in our studio. You hear him Sunday mornings. I noticed that my dog likes eating strawberry fruit bars, or at least suddenly became really interested in me when I had one. So we asked Steve to comment on this stuff. Steve, just before the break, somebody said, wait a minute, what's wrong with nuts? I've never heard this. Seriously? Or is that you being too cautious?
No, no, macadamia nuts in particular. So macadamia nuts will do the strangest thing to many dogs and dachshunds, by the way. Your wiener dogs are at the top of the list. Wow. They will have one or two of those, and then they will go into a trance. I mean, it's literally, it's like they're staring at the wall. You could clap your hands, say, come, Fluffy. You could stand on your head. Nothing will happen.
Really?
For about a minute or two, and then they're out of it like nothing happened. Wow. But that is not thought to be healthy.
John, my cats attack fresh bananas. I find half-peeled bananas on the floor in the morning. They attack bananas. John, no onions for cats either, by the way. Is that true?
It is. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
So if you got a little pizza and there's onions on there, don't share that with your cat or dog.
Do not. No.
My dog loves asparagus. You know what that makes
That's
me think
okay.
of? I wonder if the dog can smell the asparagus when he goes to pee. I don't know. John, my dogs like to pluck the pears out of our pear tree. It's great watching them jump up to get pears. But again, if it's a healthy, is this a safe rule, Steve? If it's a healthy food for me, then it's probably a healthy food for my pets.
Sort of in general. So they say chocolate is really good for us, right? As one example, particularly dark chocolate. Well, dark chocolate has a chemical called theobromine in it, which is particularly dangerous for our dogs. For cats, one super secret, they're called Bonito Flakes, and they're from Japan. There's a whole long, it's like 28-letter name of the kind of fish in Japanese that they are from, but they're little flakes. Cats love them, and they are safe.
So lots of texts, a lot of you just asking about, and phone calls too, about the food that we all eat. Donuts, salt and vinegar, kettle chips.
Donuts, no.
Well, no, because only because nobody should eat a donut. No, right?
Well, right,
but they're not going to go into a trance.
Yeah,
it's not...
No. I don't think, well, the sugar in it can be harmful too. I don't think that most cats would be interested. There may be some. Dogs would be interested. And then there's the chocolate on some donuts. I'd say keep donuts away from your pets.
Last one, John. I made a pizza the other night, took it out of the oven, used the washroom. When I came back, the whole pizza was gone. And my black lab was laying in his bed looking at me with a, I didn't do it face.
That is a quick dog.
I know. And if that's a hot pizza, wow.
Oh.
All right, Steve Dale, Sunday morning, 6:30. I'm out of time, Steve, but your stuff
No!
Always...
No! And when they legalize marijuana,
yeah,
be careful. Put that away. Keep it away from our pets. Consider it a drug. It'll be in little, like, chocolate things. That's not good for pets either, but we tend to put it on the counter. Pets get into it. They get the chocolate stuff, but moreover, they get too much marijuana all at once.
Good advice from Steve Dale.